Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Our good friends over at Squarespace, the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. After the audio issues with last year's show in Tampa, we decided to give them another try this year, and unfortunately the audio quality is not up to our standards here at DLMHQ, so apologies in advance. The levels are off, there's a slight buzz throughout, but I wanted to give you the opportunity to listen if that kind of thing doesn't bother you. The audio does get a little better about 15 minutes into the episode, if you can make it that far. And fortunately, we're taping a new episode in Hollywood tomorrow night, so there should be a new Doug Loves Movies with decent sound up sometime on Wednesday. That said, if the audio quality isn't a big deal to you, please enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once... Somebody was still talking. Somebody added more words to that. Coming to you once again, for the second time, and hopefully a complete time, hopefully the whole time, from the Improv in Tampa, Florida! You guys did it. It's Saturday, October 31st, 2015. Let me see your name tags and or costumes. Some people have costumes and name tags. There's an incredible right there with an incredible costume and a name tag. Dinner with Adam instead of dinner with schmucks. But what's your costume? Zach Galifianakis when he's like he's a hypnotist in that movie or something? A mentalist? And he wears a cape? You're nailing it, dude. That's amazing. We got a, what's your first name? Carolyn in black instead of Men in Black. And she's got the whole outfit and a neuralizer that I'm hoping doubles as a pot smoking device. No such luck? Wow, there's a lot. You guys are really into light up signs here. You really have a lot of extra electrical flair here in Florida. Well, good job to all of you. Just go. That's a big one over there. I can't even see what's behind him. could barely make that one out. Is that like a Saving Private Ryan poster? Oh, no. No Country for Old Men? And you changed it to No Candy for Old Men? That's a terrific message for Halloween. I'm going to write that down real quick. All right. I got to do some plugs. Tuesday, Doug Loves Movies returns to Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, California. Hollywood, California, not Hollywood, Florida. I wouldn't go there for any reason. Wednesday night, I go to Fort Lauderdale, but Wednesday night, November 4th at CineFamily in LA, I am hosting the Benson Movie Interruption of Hancock. Yeah, I wish you guys could be there. And then next weekend, I'm doing a couple of sets, one indoor and one outdoor at Fun 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 Fest in Austin, Texas. Nashville, Houston, New York City, Raleigh, San Francisco, Seattle. Doug Loves Movies is coming to all those cities. Go to DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. I got a bag full of prizes that I traveled all this way with, so they're not too fancy. They're fancy enough. Plus the guests all brought stuff. You get a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I believe it's like a double XL. So if a lady wins, she can wear it to bed. Or a man could wear it to bed. Anybody can wear it to bed. What you wear to bed is your biz. A t-shirt from my friends over at the Tuesday Snacks podcast. I don't even know what's going on there. Fucking weird little grape-eating weirdo. And then I brought it from California. Somebody gets a schmovie. There it is in all of its glory. This is the smaller version. I used to carry around an even bigger version than that. And then, this was a cool thing somebody gave me. It's a patch. I just don't put patches on anything. But it's greetings from Jamaica from the when I went on the 311 cruise last February. And what is this? Oh, this is a weird little hand somebody gave me. Whatever the last city I was in, it was like, here's something for you to have. Weird little rubber hand. Oh, and I brought some hemp wick, which is a fun way to, you light that, then you light your bowl or whatever with that instead of using a butane lighter, which is apparently is very bad for you, and is probably why I have an awful hacking cough. And finally, she's here in town tonight. She's not going to be on this show. I don't know why people were getting their hopes up that I somehow had fucking access to T-Swizzle and could get her to show up here when she's probably doing a sound check in a stadium right now. But I did bring from her world tour one of the, I don't even know what to call this. It's got like, it's like a bunch of pictures inside of, it's like an album, but it's just pictures. And but it's commemorative of this particular tour. Is anybody going to see her tonight? You are? All right. Well, maybe I'll see you there. Somebody's going to win all that stuff plus a little bit more. Please give a big warm welcome to three hilarious dudes who've all been on the show before. Matt Fernandez, Chris Porter, and Jeff Tate. What up? Hey, guys. I love that the stage allows for people to just lay out their name tags.
There's some good ones.
You guys are getting a preview of the name tags that are up front anyway. But there's a lot of good ones that you guys are going to have to choose from tonight. Let's hear it first for Matt Fernandez, everybody.
Yay.
Local.
Yay.
Local phenom of comedy here in Florida. In this region. Yeah, you're a phenom.
He's overselling it.
People around here love you.
That's true.
If they see you, they love you. and you were on my show the other night. We played Last Man Stanton, and we had a lovely time.
So very fun.
Thanks for coming back. And, of course, you were in the episode where we did here where 20 minutes were lost, when they plugged in the Ybor City Christmas tree. And it caused a power surge.
Ruined Christmas forever.
Totally ruined. It was last November, yep. And which is about Christmas tree lighting time. So I think we're safe today, unless they have a Halloween tree out there that we don't know about that they're lighting on the day of. And what'd you bring for the prize bag, Matt?
Oh, I brought a bunch of stuff. One of my buddies is a comedian. He made a documentary. It's called The Comeback of Cannabis. It's all about the weed legalization in Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah, I got a shirt to go with that, too. It's got a giant pot leaf on it.
Perfect.
And my buddy, he runs a T-shirt printing business in Charlotte called Ink Floyd. He made me a shirt that has a picture of Matthew McConaughey on it with bloodshot eyes, and it says Matthew McKindahigh.
Pass those down for the bag and give a round of applause to Chris Porter, everybody. Yeah. What up? Headlining all weekend here at the Ybor City Improv.
And not a better weekend to do it than Halloween.
Yeah, that's got to be that'll be an interesting show tonight.
I knew
I'd be in good shape with a 4:30 in the afternoon start time because you can all still go to parties after this, or you could just go home, say fuck it. I'm done for the night. I'm gonna neuralize myself and go to sleep. So 9 o'clock tonight, you guys, if you're still in the area, come back and see Chris Porter. I watched his show one of these nights that I've been here, and he's a hilarious dude. And you have a special on Netflix.
I do, and I brought a vinyl copy of it.
Yeah.
And the vinyl is
I love watching things on vinyl. That's the purest way to watch things. There you go. And it's called Ugly and Angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's your former hairstyle on the album cover.
That is my former hairstyle. Some call it a Jufro.
Who are these people on the back?
That's my family.
Those are the racists yelling out Jufro.
I thought I'd be cool and put my family on the back, and you would have thought I kicked my sister in the dick because she did not like that picture.
We'll pass it on over here, and we'll throw it in the bag. It's the same size as the Tyler Swift thing.
There you go.
Tyler Swift? Is that what I said?
That's
He's my favorite.
That's the transsexual knockoff.
Or that's what she calls herself when, you know, she probably dresses up as a man on Halloween, you know. Little fake mustache, and she's like, oh, shit, shake it off. And Jeff Tate's here, you guys.
Hello. Hey, everybody. Halloween is always very startling to me because I forget about it. And then just walking up here scared the shit out of me. That guy dressed like Matrix, right? No, not Matrix.
Oh, yeah, that's never good.
The Terminator?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. You're dressed like a fucking school shooter. And then I have to look around and I'm scared, but there's fucking Iron Man's over here, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, one of the Incredibles are over here. They could help.
Is that what he is, the Incredible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's really the Incredible. It's funny because he's so skinny. It's like you're the little boy grown up. You're not the dad. You're not fat enough to be Craig T. Nelson. What'd you bring for the bag, Jeff?
I brought the novelization.
She wants it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carolyn in black wants this.
Oh, you're
wants
up
to
like
win.
A Men in Black person.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a weird way to say it. You're dressed like a Men in Black person.
I just thought you might be blind or something. I'm sorry.
You could take the shades off though now. I mean, or do you like wearing them indoors like that? And they're over other glasses. It's like you're at a 3D movie. Don't you hate that? When you're at a 3D movie, you have to put their dumb glasses over your dumb glasses.
You take the those sunglasses off, and now you're just dressed like Paula Poundstone. I also have Die Hard with a Vengeance on DVD and Blu-ray. No, nobody gets
very small
shit.
Clap for that one.
It's true. They're both in there. Jeff Tate is no liar.
Is that why? How come that got a bigger response? Because they didn't believe me? And they were like, sure. Thanks for the case.
Your neuralizer just looks like you have a dildo on your table.
Wait, is that a real neuralizer?
Yes, it's a real one, Jeff.
How specific could it be? Could you just take out like most of the 2000s? Leave me the last couple weeks, but everything before that could go.
They never do explain in those movies how much of their memory's gone. Like, do they take away a month from those people, or just what they just saw?
They
has a dial on it?
Yeah.
And they always adjust it?
Yeah.
They always seem to whip it out and just shoot them real fast.
I'm sure there's a quick setting.
Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Well, you have to set it up first. It's like that Domino's pizza.
Chris writes Men in Black fan fiction.
I guess Tommy Lee Jones is like, most of our run-ins with aliens last about 15 minutes. So we'll put it on a 15-minute setting and we'll adjust accordingly. That is an awesome Big Lebowski John Goodman costume over there, by the way. I don't know what's going on with the guy sitting next to him. But I hope his name's Donnie and you tell him to shut the fuck up. Lonnie? Donnie?
Donnie. He was out of his element.
That's right. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for being here. And it's kind of interesting doing a show on Halloween, because in the past we've done them, but as the years go by, I realize that if we just sit and talk about scary movies and Halloween stuff, everyone that's listening to this is going to hear it tomorrow, and it will no longer be Halloween, and people will be trying to move on to whatever with their lives. So even though this is the Halloween show, I'm not going to emphasize Halloween too much. Seem reasonable? You guys are like, why are you even discussing this with us? Just do your goddamn show. So, Matt, what was the last movie you saw?
I went to the movies last weekend and saw Crimson Peak, and don't see it ever.
Now, why do you say that? Because it was boring or disgusting or
boring.
A combination of the two?
Boring and predictable and all just full of white people.
But some people, yeah, I know. I feel the same way. I'm so white, I don't want to see it on the screen. I want to see other people depicted. But, yeah, they are very pale, I guess. Maybe that,
everyone's
that was
pale
your joke, is how pale they are?
The 1800s. There's no sun.
Yeah. So, but people out there loved it, right? Yeah, see, there's a guy right there. Look at him. He's a nice, normal person. Not really, says his wife. Who are you? Who's she? You don't know her? My wife! It's like pulling teeth to get that one going. How's the balcony doing? There's even a guy with a name tag up there, or gal. I can't see. It's the lights are in my eyes. Hey, lady. Hey, lady guy. You know, walking up down the streets out here, 7th Street or whatever, you don't know what anybody is. You got to really stare at people. You know, like when I'm staring at some girl's butt, she's like, what are you looking at? Just trying to discern if you're a man or not.
I'm trying to figure out how uncomfortable this boner should make me.
No one likes an uncomfortable boner. They're the worst kind. All right, well, so big thumbs down on Crimson Peak from Matt. Are you a big fan of Guillermo del Toro in general?
Hellboy was
Pacific
okay.
Rim?
Robots
Hellboy
versus monsters.
2?
He should write comic books. He shouldn't make movies.
Wow, it's great that the mics are taking turn going out.
No.
Like they're all cutting out when we try to speak into them. Chris, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Walk.
See, there goes his mic. What's up with the mics, you guys? Can we have all volume all the time?
Thanks. I saw The Walk. This is weird.
Answer the question, Senator.
This is like,
It's like a press conference all of a sudden.
I feel like I'm being initiated into a frat.
Wait, what frat has microphones?
No. Well, no, in my scenario, they were dicks.
They're dicks, yeah.
Well, how badly do you want to be in the frat?
Talk into these dicks if you want to be a frat member.
This is when I left. This is when I was like, I don't want to be a sig ep. Yeah, I saw The Walk, which, you know, hurry up and see it in the theater because otherwise there's no fucking point.
There's no reason to watch it on your phone.
Yeah, because it was just, I just wanted to, I'm super scared of heights, so I thought that would be a good way to just, because I don't really dig horror movies. That's my version of just being scared shitless would be stranded on a wire in between the fucking World Trade Center tower. So I watched that in the 3D, and the visuals were great, but why fucking, as a movie, it was stupid. Just because JGL's up on the fucking Statue of Liberty fucking narrating shit.
Those scenes are weird.
That you could have covered with some context and two lines of dialogue. But no, he's up there going, and then this happened.
Hello, I am French.
Oh, and that fucking accent.
We gave you this statue I'm standing in that no one has attacked yet. It's weird. It's just, it's the whole experience is very strange. Like the visuals are amazing, and like if you see it in IMAX 3D, it's like it's pretty trippy, like, you know,
yeah, you feel like you're
the height situation. But his character is so confident in tightrope walking, and it happened in history. He did not fall off.
Yeah.
You know? So the whole thing is like the suspense is more like how much more queasy am I going to get over this guy's perfectly safe walk between the towers?
Yeah.
You know, why do I have to feel so much agita?
And then at the end, you're like, man, these cops need to shut the fuck up, man. Not to blow it, but...
Oh, because the cops are dicks at the end, you mean? Or?
That's the big climax. The
cops are on both ends. Sorry to fuck up the end, but fucking spoiler alert.
Shocker, cops are assholes.
Yeah. So, yeah, and they're all just screaming at
this
him.
Guy with the animal head on... did the earmuffs, like, I'm not hearing you, but he covered his real ears and not his animal head ears.
Did he try to make the Statue of Liberty walk like at the end of Ghostbusters 2?
Wait, what do you mean try? That happened.
Oh, so there is a reason to see The Walk.
No, there's a reason to see Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, it really happened in Ghostbusters 2, Jeff.
Oh, were you watching? Oh, I thought you were talking about The Walk.
Yeah, I think we were, and then he made a joke about Ghostbusters, and then we were off into Ghostbusters.
Yeah. It's called tangential.
Wow. That sounds like a religion that would make my mom nervous.
What about you, Jeff? Have you been to the cinema lately?
I have not been to the cinema because the last movie I saw was Bone Tomahawk. And that is not out except for New York or L.A. And
it's
on Amazon.
Film?
No, it's fucking super dope.
It's Kurt Russell.
It's on
Kurt
Amazon?
Russell. That's what I'm going to start calling
him. He watched it on Amazon?
Okay.
I just wanted to make that point clear. Because now you're going to tell people that they should watch this movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, watch the movie.
This is going great.
We talk about this fucking The Walk for 20 minutes. And it's... Everyone knows that guy didn't die. I'm not going to tell you what happens in Bone Tomahawk. But I will tell you, cannibalistic cave dwellers.
Mm. You've told us a lot with those two words.
It's super violent or three. And hilarious. And Kurt Russell's in it with his cool tombstone mustache.
And then it's just going to be his Hateful Eight mustache, right?
Yeah, man. His Kurt Russell and his mustache are having a big year.
It's just so weird that there's so few Westerns and Kurt Russell's in two that are being released within weeks of each other, or months, I should say. But I'll see Kurt Russell in anything.
He's solid.
I met him once, and he dresses like that all the time.
He's a real dandy?
Really?
No, he was wearing a cowboy hat and boots. I mean, we were in Aspen, so everybody was, but still.
You're describing how you were dressed also.
Well,
I saw Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn at a grocery store in Aspen once.
Yeah.
And I just yelled, "Hell's coming with me." And then my brother started laughing real hard. And we had to run away.
Wait, that's, you were in Aspen and saw them?
Yep.
So they just live there?
Yeah.
So that's why you both are running into them in Aspen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought those were weird coincidences.
They just welcome you as you drive in.
Yeah.
Oh, they're greeters? They're Aspen greeters? They just hang out at the front? We're Goldie and Kurt. Welcome Goldie, to our wonderful
Goldie,
land.
Goldie comes out of a wall, like laughing up here.
Damn, you went deep on that, son.
Well, I thought I would just...
What was the first thing Goldie Hawn ever did?
Well, I'll explain it.
She was great on laughing with it, where they'd write all the words on it all over her body. Sock it to me and stuff like that.
Maybe not on her, but they should bring that back.
They've tried to bring laughing back.
Definitely not on her.
Didn't really fly.
Not currently.
Not now. Oh. It's too late.
Not even Kate at this point, probably.
So don't see Crimson Peak. See The Walk if it's on a really big screen and you're not afraid of heights, or if you want to conquer your fear of heights, and see Bone Tomahawk right after you've had a nice meal on on Amazon.
Don't eat first.
That just sounds like something a frat guy would call a blowjob. Like, I gave her the old Bone Tomahawk. Like,
hey, you sure do know a lot about frats for a guy who didn't want to go through the initiation.
He did a lot of research and then decided it wasn't for him.
Before we came up here, I chose a theme.
Yeah.
And I went frat guy.
That's smart. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people don't figure out something that they can drag through the mud for the entire show. You know, our fraternity system is one of the best in the world. Just to say the other point of view, if there is such a thing. Who likes fraternities? None of us. That's right.
Douchebag farms.
I didn't give him much time to answer. Didn't let you guys think about it, but nobody at least went, I love them.
It's a Saturday. Everybody that likes fraternities is watching college football in some BW3 somewhere being fucking boring.
Which is weird because there is one right down the street.
I mean, it's great. You guys should eat there.
Or whatever. They're somewhere...
Do I have to be nice about it?
It is Halloween, Jeff, so let's be fair to these former frat guys. They're probably just, getting their roofies in order for tonight.
Trying to relive the glory days. Yeah.
They're called All right. Cosby mints now.
Yes. Never not drag Cosby's name into it when you're discussing roofying somebody. It's the legacy that he deserves.
Hey, man, you got your pudding popped? Goddamn right I do. Let's hit the bars.
It just occurred to me that it never occurred to me that the story involved Cosby going to bars, and now that just
no,
that
they
idea
were the
itself
frat,
is fun.
The frat guy. Okay, I think I misread that.
You guys are having trouble following each other today. Welcome to another episode of High and Not High. These two gentlemen to my left, so I'm the highest, they're to my right, are... I saw a movie. I've seen a lot of movies, actually. I've been really cramming to get in 365 by the end of the year, and I still have to see over 100 movies to get it done. Yeah, wish me luck. If I see two or more a day, I might get there. And so today I saw Truth with Kate Blanchett and Robert Redford and a bunch of other actors I like. Topher Grace is in there. And they're all reenacting Dan Rather getting what led to his having to step down as the evening news guy on CBS. And Redford as Dan Rather... Like, at first you're like, well, that's one famous guy playing another famous guy. Is that going to work, you know? But then I was just like, after a few minutes, I was just like blown away by how rather like Redford was, but was still, you're still looking at Robert Redford. Like, you know that's him. Hey! Shake it off. You still know. I think the home listeners are going to hear that huge clunk that just happened. And they're just going to think I'm losing my mind talking about the truth. It's just called Truth. But Redford's great in it, and it's also just, it's a really interesting story because
you know, it's kind of like a All the President's Men kind of thing, but if everyone turned out to not believe Deep Throat and Richard Nixon got to continue to rule the land with an iron fist. That doesn't happen at the end of this one.
Is Topher Grace, is that his real name? Or is that he's, is it Christopher and he's just being a dick?
Okay, first of all, he's a friend of mine, Christopher Porter. And no, he's... He's, I don't know, I forget, I asked him, I think I've talked to him about that very thing and cannot tell you the answer.
Oh, okay.
It's just a shorter version of that name.
But it's not Christopher. He didn't just be like, everyone's Chris, I'm going to be Topher. Like, I'm going to take the end one.
Well, he might have not had that sort of attitude about it. There's a chance he was just like, you know what, everyone's name is Chris already.
He's not really a friend of mine either, though, actually. He's been on the show before, but yeah, he seems like he's a very, very nice fellow, and I think we talked about it. Maybe we did. I don't know. I've always liked it because it just sets him apart. Like, it's just, if you start talking about, hey, what about that guy Topher? Yeah, no one's like, which Topher are you referring to? Like, for some reason, he got it pretty exclusively, right? Are there any other Tophers you've ever even heard of?
Topher Porter.
Yeah, there you go. Be the other Topher.
Be the other.
Yeah, get some of that Topher Grace.
There are enough
throwaway.
Chris Porters. I should probably go Topher.
Yeah, why not?
There's a, yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it indeed, because it's a part of the show where I say, what's happening?
Wouldn't it be funny if I just, after now, I just started going by Topher, like this was the turning point?
Think it should be. or do like they do in the movie credits. You see it all the time where the nicknames are in there. And so be Chris.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson.
And then in parentheses, and then in quotes, Topher Porter. That would be hilarious.
It's like an echo.
Then it just has half your name in quotes.
Yeah, I'm going to start going by Doug and then in quotes, L-A-S. Benson. We can all do it, Matthew.
No, Matthew Thew.
Matt Thew.
That's Fernandez. Thew. I like that. That's adorable.
Yeah, I like that, Thew. And Jeff Ree.
No.
Yes.
Jeff is short for Jeff Yum.
It's what? It's short for Jeff Yum?
No, that's a joke. It's Jeff-tifer. So it'd be Jeff. Topher.
Jeff Topher.
Tate.
I like
that's
it.
A good one.
All right, is that settled?
Well crafted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on. Let the games begin! Gentlemen.
Are you stretching?
I need you. He's getting ready to go grab a name tag because each of you are going to go select a name tag that you would like to play for. There's even some up in the balcony. And just physically grab the one you want to play for and bring it back to your seat. Jeff's working the room. He's going to go deep. Go as deep as you have to, although there are a lot of good ones up front. They got here early. There's no ad in this show, so I'm just going to talk us through this part. There's a guy over there with one of the tiniest name tags I've ever seen. It's just his work. It's your work ID or something? Ex-worker ID. I like it. Oh, it looks like Christopher got something musical. Did you get something, Matt? Oh, there it is. Okay. I couldn't see it over there. And Jeff's got a real good one. I'm excited about all of these. All right, so Jeff is, we're going to have to talk about Jeff's first because he decided that now is the time to do that. He's putting his face through a door, and it says, The Shannon.
Yeah, The Shannon. It's like that, it's from that movie, The Shining.
Yeah, but why wouldn't it say, Here's Shannon? Oh, The Shannon, The Shining. I get it. That works too.
Shannon feels bad right now.
I thought I understood it. Now I'm a little confused.
This is from the end when Jack Nicholson is like...
Yeah, there's no reason to spoil it.
I'm Johnny Carson, remember?
Yeah, he like says...
Hey,
he says, here's...
I'm Johnny Carson.
Here's Johnny is the phrase.
Here's Johnny Carson.
Just Johnny.
Just Johnny. Ah, just Johnny.
I wonder how... Isn't that weird if you're Johnny Carson and there's a scene in a movie where a guy's trying to kill his wife with an axe and he's referencing you? That'd be strange.
Yeah, Johnny Carson was probably at home going, I don't use weapons. Just my hands.
My bare hands.
I think that, oh, that was a good wife abuse joke? Is that what you're doing?
No, that was a reference to the fact that Johnny Carson is just using his hands.
Not that he's dead. Really? That's what that was, a reference to how he uses his hands. Does that make any sense at all?
Johnny Carson hit women. Allegedly.
Right, and then when I just said, is that an abuse joke, then you say, no, it isn't. Are you okay today? What the fuck is going on with you? Answer the question!
Yeah, it's not a joke about abuse. It's a joke about Johnny Carson being abusive. I don't want to...
All right, I'm glad we cleared that up. But great name tag, Shannon. And great choice, Jeff. Jeff Tuffer. Christopher?
I got a bit bamboozled, I'm going to be honest with you. I chose it based on the movie. This is one of my favorites, The Band, The Last Waltz. Martin Scorsese directed it.
Mm-hmm.
And Martin and Robbie Robertson wrote it while they were fucked up on cocaine. They wrote it in like 3 days over a bender, and it's for Scott Waltz. And from a distance, it looked really cool. And then as you got closer, you realized he didn't even tape the shit on.
It's just a piece of paper.
Like he was just holding it like that.
And a guitar.
And then I grabbed it. And then
for the listeners, the guitar is the important part.
I came up here, and you guys' signs seem a little more well-constructed.
Is that a Guitar Hero guitar? It's not even a real guitar.
Yeah, you haven't even described this thing that you're saying you don't like.
I feel like this has like a... I think on just monetary value, you know, he donated the most. Maybe. I mean, that's a...
It's not... What you think you're going to keep it and put it on eBay or something?
Wasn't... Yeah. Yeah. Because
totally. I think that gentleman will want that back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well...
Just break it.
Smash it, yeah.
But, like, if you're going to go after somebody for their shitty name tag, Chris...
No, I'm just saying, I like...
You should mention the fact that nowhere on his shitty name tag does it have his fucking name.
Oh, no. It's written in pen.
Oh, he wrote it in pen in tiny letters on a mimeographed copy of the poster of the band's Last Waltz.
I told you, I got bamboozled.
You got bamboozled.
The band. You get it?
Boo-boozled.
But...
Boo-boo-boozled.
I will stay pat. I will play for Scott Waltz, and I will hope that it turns his life around.
So is his last name Waltz?
His name is... according to the written...
Is your last name Waltz, dude? Oh, okay. I take it all back.
probably
one of the top five name tags I've ever seen.
Is it really his name, or does he just do everything in a weird time signature?
Not a lot of musicians in the house.
Who are you playing for there, Matthew?
The Night of the Lizzing Dead. On the back.
That's a nice one, yeah.
It's really wired. It looks like a bomb.
It does.
But other than that, it looks great. Great job.
Don't read that. Okay.
Yeah, somewhere on the back of your name tag is probably not written a shithead.
Oh, she put a chocolate eyeball on the back. I'm going to totally eat that. Thank you.
But if you lose at the end, then I'll have to call that person a shithead.
Okay.
And and there's not one on the back of Shannon's either. But that one's so finely constructed. You don't want to ruin it by writing a shithead on the back.
We got really impressive ones. Yours looks like shit.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting that, after being on the show a few times,
bamboozled.
Seems like the audience and the guests all don't know what a name tag is. And the importance of getting... Look at these ones up front with their fucking name is in there. Dinner for Adam. And shitheads on the back.
I didn't know we were going on quality of sign.
For the listeners, the entire front row is berating my guests.
Well, don't blame you
for their shitty selection work.
Seems like you opened the door for it, Doug.
I did a little bit.
You were like, hey, what do you think of these dicks not picking your name tag?
I didn't. Yeah, I never called you dicks. Really? This dicks is being thrown around a lot about people that are not dicks today. Topher Grace is not a dick. You guys are not dicks. No, my point was just that now you've learned for next time to just keep doing what you're doing because that's what you're going to do anyway.
I finally picked a good one, man.
You think that's the best one you ever picked?
Yes.
I agree.
I usually pick garbage like Chris Ree over here.
Chris Ree.
Chris Ree.
That's Chris Ree.
He got excited by the guitar because Chris likes music. He's a musician himself. What's the name of your band, Chris?
Well, we disbanded.
So you probably just forgot the name?
No. But
once a band breaks up, they just like, let's just forget it ever happened. It was the a band I was in.
We were called 311.
No.
They're still together. What were you called?
A cover band called Boom Noodle.
I knew there was a good reason to ask you. Because I like that name, Boom Noodle.
Boom Noodle sounds like something I'd order at a Thai restaurant.
What's funny is...
Or something I'd do after eating at a Thai restaurant.
I don't get it.
Let's play some games, you guys. We're going to start with something I've been torturing my guests with lately. It's my favorite newer game. It's called Doug Loves Musicals.
Grease.
Of course, this is just between the contestants on the stage. I could have picked Grease. That would have been hilarious. It's a good first attempt. Like, if I'm playing charades and someone goes movie and two words, I just yell True Grit immediately. Because that would be amazing. And I just stick with it every time and it's never worked out. This is just between you guys. Just yell it into your microphone as soon as you think you have an answer, or you know, you could just start yelling out musicals now. And if you're the first person to get it right is the winner. What movie musical has all of these songs in it? A song called What's This?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Holy shit! One title in! I was so excited about this list. Because the next song's called Finale. That's not a good clue. Then the next one, Town Meeting Song. Could you figure it out from that? Did you know there's a song in there called Town Meeting Song?
If you would have started with those two, I still wouldn't have.
Yeah, you just got it because that What's This is pretty memorable.
It's catchy.
Where Skellington's just walking around, what's this? What's this? He doesn't know what anything is. He's just an idiot. Sally's Song, Poor Jack, Jack's Lament, Jack's Obsession. A lot of Jack songs in this movie. Making Christmas, Oogie Boogie Song.
Just jacking it.
This is Halloween, which Craig Proops is in there in singing in some of those. Kidnap the Santa Claus. And finally, the movie's called, full title, sir.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Full title, sir.
Oh.
Tim Burton's do it. The Nightmare Yes! Before Christmas? Oh, yeah. It goes by both, but I thought that was fun. That means you get to go first in this next game, and it's called ABCD's Nuts. It's a spelling game. We'll start with Matt, and then we'll go to Chris, and then to Jeff. I will come at you with the next letter and the thing we're going to spell. All you got to do is name any movie that begins with that letter, any movie at all. It's pretty easy. And yet people fail, which is part of the fun. And if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you win the game automatically. I feel good about today. I think it might happen. Is there somebody back there wearing like a mask? That guy, is that uncomfortable at all? Because it's creeping the shit out of me.
Because it's a creepy looking mask, but also just like you're just kind of just, it takes away all your emotion. You're just sitting there. You seem unhappy.
Did you try to start a fight at Reservoir Bar last night? Because a guy that looked like you did.
A guy had that same thing on last night in a bar?
Yeah, two of them. And I thought it was an act. But these two dudes dressed like Mexican wrestlers almost started fighting.
They started doing hurricane ranas and shit.
Dude, they just got each other's face. I'm like, no, they're fucking playing. And they weren't. And then,
was it because they were wearing the same costume as the other one? Maybe it was just embarrassment.
Maybe they were friends. And they're like, I told you, Steve.
I mean, the machismo culture does not allow for the admission of embarrassment, generally. It's very difficult to be vulnerable and emotionally available enough to say, I'm very embarrassed we wore the same costume. I've done a lot of reading. Not about this. I'm making this up. But
there's a lot of communication issues, is what you're saying.
Have there been any...
Communication.
That would make Mexican wrestling super boring if they just talked it out.
In masks?
I feel like that would still be pretty entertaining if they were wearing their masks.
It'd be like watching a bank robbery movie or something.
I'm Nacho Libre, but I'm Nacho Libre. That's what I imagined their fight was yesterday.
But has there been a duplicate? Has anybody noticed the same costume on any two people here today? Is there another Steve Sazu, for example? Is there a second Cat in the Hat? Is there...
She forgot her own costume.
She's got in the hat.
Are you Royal Tenenbaums? What?
From Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro. Yeah. But doesn't he also look like Luke Wilson in Royal Tenenbaums? With the headband and the glasses and the shirt and
what
the thing.
What are you supposed to be?
And
it just looks like
down.
You're wearing a garbage bag.
That's rude.
What is it? I'm asking.
It looks like he's dressed like you if you were a wizard.
We already talked to him. He's dressed as Zach Galifianakis in Dinner for Schmucks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And once you know that, it's a great costume.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you nailed it. All right, so we're going to start with you, Matthew, and we're going to spell. She's in town tonight. I'm excited about it. We're going to spell Taylor Swift. So the first letter is T. Name any movie that begins with the letter T, Matt. Speaking of tea, could I get another Tito's and soda?
Could I get a root beer if that's possible?
And a root beer for Jeff. Please. Anything else, guys?
I'll do an IPA in a glass.
Can I do a Bacardi and ginger ale?
Also, so, yeah, we're all good. We don't need anything.
The Doors.
The Doors?
The Doors.
Yeah. That's fun. All the genuine T names, and he goes with something that begins with the.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I didn't say change it. Okay. You know, it wasn't wrong. Just trying to have fun.
No, I wanted to change it for myself.
Okay. I went with, well, as always, first guesses are the only ones that count. I'm going with Terror Train because it's Halloween.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. All right, Chris, your letter is A.
Ace Ventura. And I say it.
Full title, please.
Oh, Pet Detective.
Very good. I went with Apollo 13. And before you look at me like, what's that got to do with Halloween? It's because I'm going to be in Houston at the Whatever Fest on November 20th and 21st. Your letter is very shameless plugging. Jeff, your letter's Y.
You're Next.
Oh, that's a fun horror film, recent one. I went with Young Frankenstein. Went old,
you're
older
be in
school on it.
Wait,
yeah,
Frankenstein.
I'm gonna be in Transylvania.
I got my monsters wrong.
If I was gonna be in Transylvania, my T title would have been Transylvania Hotel.
6-5000.
What's the cartoon? Transylvania.
Nope, it's Hotel Transylvania.
Hotel Transylvania. So I could not
Full
have used
title,
that.
Please.
Two. I don't think there's a subtitle on the second one.
Nope.
I don't think so. Okay.
I don't know.
Back around to you, Matt. L.
Lord of War.
Okay. People are like, no.
It's a thing.
Nuh-uh.
Nicolas Cage movies count.
Yeah. I guess
no matter how bad they are.
Oh, thank you so much. It's not the Lord of War?
No.
Okay, it's just Lord of War.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take your word for it. I went with L.A. Story because, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm going to be back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles with the Doug Lowe's Movies this Tuesday, November 3rd. Chris?
Of Mice and Men. Mm.
That's a good one. They made that a couple of times. Maybe three. I went with this one, no reason really. Just a fun title when O comes up. Orgasmo. People even applaud for it. Oh, look, this is the cutest drink delivery I've ever seen. Thank you so much, Tigger.
Thank you.
Look at Tigger go.
Nice tail.
You know that girl's top's made out of rubber and her bottom's made out of springs?
I was looking around and she's the only one.
Somebody snuck some Krispy Kremes up here.
Oh, no.
Excellent.
Somebody brought the Amy Adams Target.
In a lovely Halloween. There's the Amy Adams Target over there. So, whoever wins this game gets to try to hit the Amy Adams Target with a donut.
You're going to have to sidearm it with that under that overhang.
Yeah, it'd be a tricky throw.
Thanks
for sitting in a weird spot, Amy Adams guy.
I'm aiming for the guy in the booth.
Thanks for making it in. Thanks for making the trip in from Orlando. Because we saw that in Orlando, right, Matt?
We sure did, and I hit it.
Oh, that was fun. Orlando. I have a lot of aggression towards her. It's fun. R? What? Where are we at?
It's my turn.
Okay, R.
I'm going to go with RoboCop.
Oh!
I'm going to be in Detroit on November 22nd.
Thank you for your cooperation. I'd buy a ticket to his show for a dollar.
Hey!
Or more. I'd pay more.
$1 1987 prizes. $10 current.
Oh, okay. I went with Reanimator. Yeah, that's a fun one. S is your next letter there, Matthew.
She's All That. The Freddie Prinze Jr. classic.
Yeah, it's one of the better horror movies of the 90s.
It's like the opposite of RoboCop.
Yeah. I actually went with rom-com, too, on that one. Mm-hmm. I went with Sleepless in Seattle because I'm going to be sleepless on January 15th because I'll be so excited to be in Seattle for a show on the 16th of January at the Neptune Theater. W is your letter, Christopher.
Who's Harry Crumb?
A question for the ages. And I went with Wolf. And there's one on my shirt, even. The clue was right there in front of you.
I know what you did last summer.
That's a good one.
What I should have picked. I went with Insidious.
Ooh.
Damn it.
Yeah. F.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
If I had a gig come up in Vegas, that probably would have been a match.
I was hoping for it.
And I do. It's on January 24th.
Well, you're welcome.
And I fucked it up. It was my mistake. I was still all Halloween crazy because I went with Frankenstein. Just straight up Frankenstein. And then we're going to get through the whole list here, Chris, if you don't match me on the letter T.
Jeff referenced it earlier. Tombstone.
Because that's some scary.
That's a scary one.
It was referenced earlier.
Jason Priestley has a mustache. It's super scary.
But the movie that I wrote down that was referenced earlier is The Nightmare Before Christmas.
He did the T thing
that I gave Matt a hard time about doing with the first movie.
Son of a bitch.
I like to have fun, you guys. And that's why nobody won that round, so we're all going to throw a donut at Amy Adams. That was close. We have to acknowledge my throw was very close. Good luck, Jeff. Oh, so close.
You don't get to do two. Jeff, where do you... Oh, you're going to eat one? Chris Breuer. That was nice. So close, so close. Great job, everybody.
As long as someone hits it.
This is America, you guys. There's no other country that has podcasts where people listen to people throwing donuts at a picture of Amy Adams. All right, take it back. Maybe Japan.
These people are covered in donuts podcast right now. That's how dedicated they are. Thank you.
Let's play another game. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
For the record, Stanton is my middle name.
For reals?
Yep.
A lot of name talk on this podcast.
Yeah, why don't you go by Stanton?
Stanton Porter.
Stanton cool. Porter sounds like you run a hotel.
Yeah.
Sounds very rich. Hotel. Sounds like a frat name.
Fits my theme. Tangential frat boy.
Stanton Porter could totally be the name of somebody in Animal House. I mean National Lampoon's Animal House. So nobody won that last one, so we'll start with Matt again. And
because I hit the target?
You don't get shit for hitting the target other than deep personal satisfaction. It's probably that. The best thing that's going to happen this entire show. And you'll always have that. You're also the only one in a baseball cap, though. Like, you came ready to throw donuts at Amy Adams. Because, you know, you have no trouble with the curve.
That mic is broken.
I almost killed Jeff's drink with that move. I had to do very precise mic dropping to not crush his special. You get to keep that glass, by the way. It's an improv commemorative glass. It's yours to hang on to.
But what if I don't want to?
Give it to me. I'll fly back to California with it and put it in the next prize bag.
Okay.
Or I'll step on it and yell Mazel Tov. You never know how high I'm going to be when you hand it to me. Last Man Stanton is a game where I'm going to play two, so after Matt, I'll go, then Jeff, then Chris. And we're all going to take turns naming the films of one particular actor or actress. Somebody tweeted me today, you should do a chick sometime, or you should do a chick today. And I know lots of you have suggestions, but, I wrote it down. The first person I'm going to go to, because she says she has a great one, and I assume from her picture that she's a she, because you wouldn't get that from her name. Maybe you would. Her name on Twitter is Alien Sassafras. She's right up front. I had a good feeling that you'd be right up front and have a good name tag and have a perfect name for Last Man Stanton. What is it? Jamie Lee Curtis. It's Halloween, you guys. Oh, shit. I've said too much. Oh. This is going to be interesting. I'm already confused.
We're starting with me, right?
Yeah, Matt gets nice. To start us off.
Halloween.
With any... I got so excited about it being so thematical that I blew it. But that I won't say anything. I won't say anything more about Halloween. And we go to Chris. What's a movie with Jamie Lee Curtis?
True Lies. Tom Arnold's finest work. That was his opus.
Well, look for him and me on the next season of Trailer Park Boys.
Sweet.
On Netflix. And a guy you may have heard of named Snoop Dogg also makes an appearance. Jeff. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
Halloween 2.
I might as well.
Oh, you're doing it.
Oh, Matt. I won't do this to you, though.
You gave me Halloween. I figured I'd give you one.
No, that's cool. Because I'm going to say the one that's already written here. Terror Train.
Halloween 2.
Chris?
Heartbreakers.
No.
Ooh.
No.
Nope.
wasn't no, that? No,
that's
a...
She's not in that. That's
Sigourney. Oh. Sigourney. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I get my
old
black
chicks
confused.
It's totally understandable.
All right, so Chris is out. Jeff?
Trading Places.
Yeah. I'll go with Prom Night.
Freaky Friday.
A Fish Called Wanda.
Holy fuck, you guys. Oh, that weird sequelish thing to Fish Called Wanda, Fierce Creatures. Yeah, it's getting rough.
Yeah.
She's on that TV show now, the Scream Queens.
Oh,
I give something away?
No. Fuck.
Yeah, what's that thing called?
My Girl.
My Girl, yes. Yeah. Jeff.
My Girl too.
You son of a bitch. Damn you straight to hell. I hope you get a bee sting. Jamie Lee fucking Curtis. You bastard. Look what you've done to me. Uh-oh. Why are you dropping shit?
Oh, it was just dumb guitar.
Oh, it's just that guitar. It's just a guitar.
This is what happens when Porter doesn't get to talk for 1 minute.
I'm going to drop out, I think, because I don't want to waste anybody's time. I know there's more, but I'm gonna leave it to these guys. Matt?
Trying to picture that manly haircut in another movie.
She wasn't always a manly haircut, but...
Don't defend her.
It's tricky. There's one I can picture. I can picture one that I just can't think of the name of it. And then, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Matt? Anything?
I think I'm out. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Jeff, do you have another one?
Yeah, Halloween Resurrection.
Oh.
Yeah.
I
was confused about which one she's in.
I couldn't think of the other one. Yeah, good call.
Yeah. So Jeff Tate's our winner.
Hey, Jeff.
What did we miss? Perfect. Oh, my God, with John Travolta.
He said True Lies.
He said True Lies already.
He said True Lies.
Taylor of Panama. She's in that.
That's Rene Russo.
You know we did good because no one's yelling stuff.
He says it's her. What? What else? Blue Steel. Directed by Kathryn Bigelow. What's that drama she did where like it was a big deal because she was very naked in it a lot and it was right around after Trading Places. Does anybody remember that? What? Love Letters. Damn it. Good call. Good call, guy that can't see the show. Because he's sitting behind the donut and pumpkin table. Love Letters, yeah. Christmas with the fucking Cranks! Good one!
That's the first time anyone's been excited about that movie.
That movie's never gotten applause like that.
It's so bad.
Ever. Like that new movie about the Coopers... looks like Christmas with the Coopers. Just looks like the same sort of shit.
Did you say
Activia commercials? Of course, those are some of my favorite feature films. They do seem to go on for a while. I'm like, I don't need to know about how regular you are because you fucking hork down that shit. House Arrest! That's it, right?
That's it.
Veronica Mars movie. Escape from New York.
Was she?
What do you think she did in that? Was she Snake Plissken?
I don't know. She was the narrator or something.
Adrienne Barbeau, who was the other scream queen. Jesus. She was in that. Adrienne Barbeau was in Escape from Krispy Kreme Dream Queen. All right. Was there still another one? Drowning Mona. Or are you just yelling out
Is your girlfriend's
suggestion,
name Mona?
Yeah. Do you know someone named Mona? The virus? Wow, you guys are... I kind of like how usually it's just a bunch of yelling by everybody all at once, but you guys are just trickling them in. This might... Halloween show here in Ybor City might have to become a tradition. Yeah. In 2016, it's on a Monday. Are you guys free? Could you check your calendars? Show of hands, who's going to come next year? We're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if the club will have me, I mean, you know, they might be like, that was too much donut cleaning.
Too many donuts.
We had too much donut cleaning to do after that show.
I don't think there's much donut cleaning. I think everyone that missed the target just hit the dude in the corner.
Well, plus, because of what I was saying about her, Tigger is hopping mad. You're right to boo that one. You're right.
Yeah, I was like...
let's give Reverse Malton a try, you guys. We got a couple minutes left. This is like the old Leonard Maltin game that you've all played, but with a twist, because the Leonard Maltin app is dead, and there's no newer movies on there, so I'm just picking classics.
Why did it end? I mean, I'm sure you've covered this.
But. Yeah, just, you know, he couldn't come to a financial agreement with the people who made the app, but if you have the app, it still works. And it even works, like, in airplane mode. Like, all the information, all of his reviews are already in my phone. Oh, wow. And so I could still call stuff up, but he hasn't added a movie review since Monuments Men was the last movie. Well, yeah,
I know. How unceremonious an ending.
After review.
Yeah.
That's it for movies.
They're not going to get any more boring than Monuments Men. So we don't need to talk about them anymore.
I didn't know if Malton was like, I'm tired of Benson.
No, he's a fan. Like, okay. He's very, very, he loves the show and he loves that people come up to him and they're like, I listen to Doug Loves Movies. And he's
that's what Doug thinks of his fans.
That's what I think of you guys. You all sound like that.
Hi!
No, people are very nice to him, and he likes it, and I like it, and everybody likes it. Who won that last game? Jeff?
Jeff.
Jeff, you did it, buddy. Could you have named another one?
No.
You were out. That was your last one.
No, my plan was to say Assault on Precinct 13 with confidence and see if it rode.
Like John Carpenter was just putting her in everything.
Yeah, why would
kind of, they tried that with Escape from New York, but did not work. All right, so Reverse Malton, I will give Jeff an option between three different films, and he will have to pick one based on the one that he thinks that he knows the most names from, or maybe the one he thinks the other panelists don't know a lot of names from. And then I'll tell you how many names Leonard lists here on the app, and then... Yep.
Yeah.
And then...
people who have seen this movie.
Yes. You have to name everyone who's seen it. And then Jeff will say how many names he think he can get it in, and then we go from there. So what way were we going on that last game? We're going this way, so we'll go that way. So we'll go to Matt. Wait. Yeah. No, it'll go to Chris. Chris will be first after you. And Chris... Chris is like, what the fuck is happening?
Are you just trying to confuse me?
Mm-hmm.
You go first after the first three guys.
You'll be third before me.
you're second first.
You,
after the first.
You are the square root of that guy.
We'll talk you through it.
All right.
It'll make sense, hopefully. Jeff, which one of these movies do you know more of the cast of? Goldfinger from 1964.
Not Austin Powers. There is no.
I did
Austin
not
Powers
say gold role. Member. I said gold finger.
Finger or member, it feels the same.
Or
to her. Feels way different to me.
Hey, can you? Are you still doing that frat guy bit?
All right, let me have another crack at Amy Adams.
Oh!
No?
I mean, is there one left? Come on, man.
Oh!
All those people have diabetes. Whoa, whoa, oh. Doug, what the hell? They got progressively
it
worse.
It hit the foul pole.
I had no
learning curve on that. Each throw was worse than the last.
So you did have trouble with the learning.
But I was
curve.
Spreading out. Yeah, I was spreading out the love, though, because more people got hit in the face with donuts. Not just Amy Adams. Gold finger. Golden eye. That's what I do. When things get dirty, I like bring nice, friendly donuts into the equation and violence. Or Skyfall. Which one of those three films do you know the most cast members?
GoldenEye.
He's going GoldenEye. Some applause in the back. That's where the GoldenEye fans are sitting. 12 names, Jeff. How many out of 12 do you think you can name? In any order, of course. Billing doesn't matter.
5.
Whoa. All right, Christopher.
Is Nintendo 64 a cast member?
So what you have to do is you have to bid more names.
Oh, no.
Or challenge Jeff and hope that he fails in his mission to name 5 people from GoldenEye.
Well, I believe Jeff can do that.
Do you think you could do 6 or more?
I've got one. Not to show my hand, but... So I guess I have to challenge.
Yeah, you just have to challenge. It's hope.
Yes.
Just go with hope and then...
Hope floats.
Yeah.
And it springs eternal. Hope does a bunch of shit. Go, Jeff.
Do it, Jeff. 5-5. It was a wonderful concession speech. 5 names in any particular order. I'll tell you if you're right after you've said 5.
Okay. Pierce Brosnan. Denise Richards. Halle Berry. Judi Dench. And Sean Bean.
No. Okay, that's interesting.
No, that's not GoldenEye.
Yeah, Halle Berry was not in GoldenEye.
No?
No.
What am I thinking of, Last Boy Scout?
No. You're thinking of the one that she was in. Which one was it? The World Tomorrow, Die Another Day? Monsters Ball, that's it. But Judi Dench was right. Tomorrow's Not Enough. Sean Bean was right. Pierce Brosnan was right. And what was the other one you said? You threw in another lady?
Denise Richards.
This movie would have had 3 Bond girls in it if you had your way. Famke Janssen was the Bond girl in this one. And Isabella Scarupo.
So that means I win.
Scarupo. You did win. Good job.
Yes, Chris Porter gets the point.
In your face.
I like how confidently you played that.
Well, I didn't know Chris didn't know anything. I learned.
I was always more into the gadgets than the people that were in it.
Okay, name 5 or more gadgets
from GoldenEye. I'd have been like Lotus that goes underwater.
There's the exploding pen that Alan Rickman plays with for a while and keeps clicking because he's compulsive, and that's also what sets off the exploding pen.
He's got that hot sauce ring so he can spice up whatever he's eating. he's got that little bullet.
I think that's your uncle.
My uncle James Bond.
All right,
he's
Matt.
Not the real one. He does transmissions.
Matt gets to start us off for the next round. And he gets to pick between 3 movies. And then you're second first again, Chris.
Okay.
So be ready, man.
So good.
Yeah, you can box Jeff out. I don't want to give you too many pointers, okay. But Jeff is a monster in this game, as you could tell by his placement of Denise Richards in the wrong wrong James Bond movie. She was a nuclear physicist in that film.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. I saw her on a plane.
Named Christmas
she is
Jones
not one
or
in
some
real
shit.
Life.
She's what?
I saw her on a plane. She's not one in real life.
A Bond girl?
No, a nuclear physicist.
Oh.
How were you able to tell
or
that from her on the
or
plane?
A Bond,
oh, that's you, racist.
I think the movie pretty much gives sure away that she's not a nuclear physicist.
Was she just banging on the door going, how are we flying?
No.
Like, how does someone look dumb on it? She couldn't work the
no,
thing?
She was talking to her mother, and the dumb shit that was coming out of both of their mouths was like, have you ever been on a plane and like, the people behind you are saying such dumb shit that you have to put in earplugs because you're afraid it's going to affect your IQ? Yeah. Well, one of these people behind me on this particular day happened to be fucking Denise Richards. And it was, fuck.
You had a better seat than Denise Richards.
Well, I'm a, yeah.
Got a lot
wait,
of money.
Wait, Jeff, you think the best seats are as far up as possible? Or? I'm sounds like they were all in first class.
Yeah, we were all up.
Yeah, yeah. That's the okay. best part.
I thought we were talking about Halle Berry.
No, I meant she had you had a better seat because you didn't have to be on the plane with your own mother. Denise Richards is so dumb, she's only allowed to travel with her mother.
Like,
is that your point? She's an unaccompanied idiot unless her mother is free to travel with her.
I think you looked a little far into it, but yeah.
I think whenever I'm confused by what you're saying, I should just let you talk for a while because you eventually get to some sort of joke. That was nicely played.
Yep, I'm a very tangential comedian.
Matt, choose between these three films. Tin Men, Pushing Tin, or Tin Cup. I know, it's fun in theory, but horrible for this game.
Ugh.
Which one of those do you think you know the most actors from? It could be one where you just know a couple.
Tin Cup?
That's where you're going with?
Yes.
He says Tin Cup
and
from 1996. Leonard lists seven names, and you're saying one?
Yep.
All right. Chris Porter, can you name two or more people from Tin Cup?
I think I know two people.
He's got two, Jeff.
Yes, I do know two people.
He's going with two people, Jeff Tate.
Okay, I'll go four. I think he was in it. That guy looks like one of them dudes from Tin Cup.
I tried. I don't know what you're talking about. Movie. I tried. It's you know it's a golf movie, right?
Yeah, it's a golf movie. It's not about a guy with a tin cup.
No, I was talking about his face and beard, not his cup.
Is that your dad?
Should I?
There's a guy with that beard in Tin Cup, no. And you remember that about Tin Cup?
I remember a lot about Tin Cup.
Yeah, me neither.
I think you're confusing Tin Cup with some show on the History Channel.
Maybe.
All right, well,
Ice Road
I tried to keep this from happening, but you guys didn't. Strategically, you're basically handed Jeff the winning point, I think. Could go another way, though, because he does have to name four names. You're right. He might think that Denise Richards is in Tin Cup.
Well, now I don't.
Sorry, I should not give out clues ahead of time. So are you challenging him, Matt?
I said one. He said two.
Yeah,
said,
and now Jeff said four.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely challenging him.
Okay. Right? But if you guys had ratcheted it up amongst yourselves, one of you would have got the point. You know what I'm saying? Next time.
I definitely wouldn't have gotten
next time.
Yeah, but, how long has it been since you've seen Tin Cup?
I've never seen Tin Cup. I'm going off commercials on TBS right now.
Yeah.
I have never seen Tin Cup.
I could name all seven that he lists, but I'm looking right at it. So I have that leg up. All right, your challenge, Jeff. You have to name four people from...
Okay, Kevin Costner, Rene Russo, Don Johnson, and Cheech Marin.
Yeah, the top four billed people in order. It's like watching the credits at the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because then after that, it's Linda Hart... Dennis Berkeley and Rex Lynn.
Rex Lynn is, I was going to say Rex Lynn too, yeah.
You knew or not.
I was, because Rex Lynn is that guy that gets busted with the hooker at the beginning of Long Kiss Goodnight. That Sam Jackson, and he's on like CSI Miami now.
What the fuck?
Why are we even
Jeff
playing
Tate
this
knows
game?
Rex Lynn. And Jeff Tate is our winner today.
No, he only has 1 point.
Wait, he only has one point. Hey, no, that's not.
Chris,
has
what? Chris has 1 point.
What happened?
They're tied.
You each have 1 point?
Yeah.
Let's keep playing.
I'm still at zero.
This is like how when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire would build suspense. But this is like Doug's version of it where he's like, yeah. You win.
It's over. Hang no, on. It isn't.
Hold up.
We'll be back after these messages with the actual conclusion. All right. So that means, yeah, I thought Jeff was just cleaning up. I forgot about the whole Denise Richards thing.
Yeah.
All right. So Chris has a point and Jeff has a point.
I still don't know why I didn't get a point for hitting the target.
I don't know why. Maybe I'll give you one. This isn't At Midnight where you can beg for points.
I thought it was all together.
All right. So who challenged who there?
I challenged him.
Okay, so Chris, you get to pick this time. Okay.
Oh, you're first.
Yeah, you're first this time. And you get to pick between three films, and then it'll go to Matt. So you guys can really control the board here if you choose to. Just as long as we're getting tangential and shit, how many people do you think you could name from the Blues Brothers?
I could name
you were just begging for it, and now you're thinking about it?
I like at least 12 if I can.
You think you could name 12 people from Blues Brothers?
Yeah, with the musicians and whatnot.
All right, here. Nope. Hang on a second.
If
Chris can name 12 people from the Blues Brothers, it's automatically, we'll call this a three-way tie.
All right.
Okay.
Doesn't make any sense.
Wait, why am I,
but Matt benefits just because Chris...
Wait, can I include musicians?
Well, that's the idea.
Like,
they're
in, like the guys that don't.
They
talk.
Might be in the cast and listed by Leonard. I wanted to see how many he lists, first of all. Now, you're saying Blues Brothers, not 2000, right?
No, I'm talking about Blues Brothers, the original.
Yeah, the original. not Blues Brothers 2000 from 1998. What the fuck? Did the movie take place 2 years in the future?
It was on the same calendar schedule as Chronic 2001. Because that album came out in 99. Never mind. We'll cut that part out.
All right. So Leonard lists 13 names. So you have to come up with 12 of them.
But I'm going to name musicians that aren't like Duck Dunn and, well, that one.
I feel like
that's
you made
the,
that
that's
up.
All the Blues Brothers band that, you could name.
Doc Dunn.
What about Blue Lou Marini?
Cab Calloway.
Oh wait. There's one.
Charles Guitar Murphy.
No.
No.
I mean, I acknowledge he does exist and is in the movie.
Okay, well then we'll just run down the big ones: Ray Charles, Cab Calloway, Aretha Franklin. Who else does music?
You still have not said the Blues Brothers names.
I know. I'm saving them for last. Okay, Dan Aykroyd, fucking John Belushi, Princess Leia. where am I at?
Yeah, you've already lost, but this
Henry
is still
Gibson.
Pretty fun.
How have I lost? Oh, well, because I fucked up.
Yeah. Who's the guy that sings in the church at the beginning? Did you say him?
The guy who sings at the church at
Yeah, when they
James
realize
Brown.
They're on a mission from God.
Fuck.
Yeah.
James Watt.
And who's the guy that says orange whip? Three orange whips.
Oh, okay. John Candy, Jackie
yeah.
Gleason.
Who's the guy that says, good old boys? You're not the good old boys.
Oh, I don't
know. We're the good old boys.
I don't know who that is, though.
Yeah.
That's Mel Tillis.
No, his name is Charles Napier.
Charles Napier.
And who plays the nun that smacks him around at the beginning and throws him down the stairs?
That I don't know.
Kathleen Freeman.
Okay.
But good job, Chris.
Thank you. What? Yeah, good job. You didn't come close.
It's like a Make-A-Wish version of this game. You got to pick the movie and then stumble through it.
Can I guess what his first fuck-up was? I bet that Leonard just listed it as Blues Brothers Band.
He did, in fact, yes. He didn't
All
list
right,
them
so
individually.
What are my real choices?
Here's your real choices.
Blues Brothers?
Which one of these?
So funny.
It was all a big setup.
It would be interesting to see which one of you can remember the most names that we just said. That'll be, if we get it to a tie, that'll be the tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
I love it. Okay. But we'll see if we get there. Which one of these do you know more people from? Old School, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, or Blades of Glory?
Old School.
Old School. From 2003, Leonard lists, looks like a good 11 names.
We'll start with five.
Ooh, Chris Porter says he can name five people from Old School, Matthew.
I'm going to say name it.
All right.
Shit.
So, but if Chris does not succeed, Matt will get a point. We'll have a three-way tie, and then we're going to do the Blues Brothers again. You got to come up with five people, though, Chris.
I know. Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn. I don't know the other dude.
This is looking great.
It's a good thing there isn't somebody in the audience who I thought was dressed up like him.
Snoop Dogg's in it.
You only need two more.
Hold on. Hold on.
Two more. Two more.
Just go to the fuck.
Oh, man.
No, I'm out.
Yes. No, really?
Yes.
Wig. Yeah. Wig.
What?
Piven.
Yeah, Jeremy Piven.
Luke Wilson.
Jeremy Piven, Luke Wilson, Juliet Lewis, Leah Remini, who just recently,
ditched Scientology.
She told the whole Scientology story. Like, how many times does that have to happen before they fucking shut down Scientology? People come out of there going, they wanted all of my money, and they were complete assholes. Perry Reeves from Entourage. Craig Kilborn's like the bad guy in it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, and Harv Presnell from Fargo and stuff. And Snoop Dogg, of course. You did get him right. So you came close.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make the game interesting.
But now, speaking of interesting games, we have a three-way tie. So now, we're going to start with Jeff. And then go to Matt. And Jeff, how many names can you name from the cast of the Blues Brothers?
No.
For real?
What do you mean, for real? Yeah, for real. I'm serious.
Oh, no.
It's a memory test. Leonard lists 13 12. Names.
Nine.
He says nine. This is for the win, you guys, so take it seriously.
Is it on me or Chris?
It's on you, Matt. On you.
10.
Go for it.
All right.
Here we go.
I just don't want Jeff to take it easily.
Also, play along at home. See how many you can remember from just a few minutes ago.
Carrie Fisher. James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Dan Aykroyd, Jim Belushi.
What?
John Belushi. Excuse me.
How dare you?
Sorry. You're right. I deserve that.
That's blasphemy on Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, God.
He's rattled.
Yeah, this is not going to happen.
You got to come up with like five more.
I know.
Let's recap the ones you've said. Belushi and Aykroyd.
John Candy.
Candy.
That's a new one. That's six.
Oh, okay.
Fuck.
You said Candy twice?
No, I didn't.
No,
I didn't.
That's the first time he said Candy.
Oh, Aretha Franklin.
I'm at six.
Man. You said Aretha.
Yeah. I would love to have some candy right now.
I'm sure somebody has some. Toss it up here. Nice catch.
Why can't every stand-up show be like this?
Fucking Rolo's Minis. Is this a Make-A-Wish? Are those Reese's Minis?
Oh, I hope those are poisoned or something.
I hope they're dosed.
Oh, yeah. Is there weed in them?
Yeah, I know.
You only need four more.
Come on. I'm trying to kill time here. What was that dude's name? Mac Guitar something? Mac Guitar
so
Wilson.
So we missed the whole conversation we had about the that part.
Yeah. Who else was popular back
then? Jim Belushi rattled you.
Did. I wouldn't have been able to do it. Yeah, I can't come up with three more.
All right, that means Christopher Porter is our winner. Yeah, remember we said they condensed all the band into the Blues Brothers band.
Oh.
And Cab Calloway, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, Kathleen Freeman. You know, there's no reason to rub it in. I don't know how I would have done in the similar situation. That's an interesting memory test. I couldn't remember Boat, Cucumber, Wire. So I still think you did pretty good. Let's do some plugs, you guys, before we get out of here. What do you got coming up, Jeff?
Oh, I'm still on my tour. I'm going to be in Dayton, Ohio, November 8th, Nashville, November 11th at Zany's, the High Tone in Memphis, November 12th. I'm in Cincinnati, November 9th. I did those out of order. Bloomington, Indiana, in November, Louisville, tons of places. JustAnotherClown.com is where you can find out about it, and my podcast, and my tour dates, and my merch, and all that stuff, JustAnotherClown.com.
Thank you, Jeff Tate. Chris Porter coming in for the hug. What do you got going on, buddy?
Next week, I'll be at my cousin's wedding. So, I'll be the drunk guy in the corner making fun of people.
Do you get a plus one for that?
I got a list if you guys want to come out. I'll be at La Jolla Comedy Store the 13th, whatever that weekend is. And then I'll be at the Ontario Improv the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice.
Which is also, I'm doing a show on my birthday. So, fuck yeah.
What's your birthday?
November 27th. It's
everybody send him a message on Twitter or wherever on the November 27th.
Me and Jimi Hendrix and Josh Blue all show the same.
Oh, that's a great group.
Yeah, and Jackie Green, but like eight people have heard of him.
And Scott Waltz, I guess you get the prize bag. Come on up here, buddy. Come on up here and get this. Hey, can you get a shithead from Shannon?
I need a
do
shithead.
Do I get to plug anything?
Can you go to her? Yeah. Take that back to her. I don't need somebody else's shithead. I need the proper person's shithead. I like to run things above board. What is yours, though? People who try to make fun of Doug Benson on At Midnight are a shithead? Well, I agree, but, you know, they got to try to win somehow.
Can I plug stuff?
Yeah, I'm getting to you.
Okay.
Settle the fuck down, Matthew.
I will. Oh, man.
Is there a shithead? There's a shithead on the back of yours, right? Yes, just pass it over. And what do you got going on, Matt Fernandez?
This Thursday, I'll be right down the street at New World Brewery with Ben Kronberg. And every Thursday, if you want to come out, we have a weekly show in South Tampa at Wicked Witches. Full list of dates on MattFernandezWorld.com and follow me at Fat Mernandez.
Oh, I forgot my Twitter. Can I say my Twitter?
Nope, we're out of time. What's your Twitter, Chris?
At I am Chris Porter.
Oh, okay.
Super.
I am Chris Porter. I love how I almost said to Chris Waltz, why are you still standing there? Because I haven't given you your prizes yet. Congratulations, dude. Happy Halloween.
There you go, Chris Waltz.
Yay.
Yeah, and thank you to everybody for coming out and to the Tampa Improv. And I wasn't kidding around earlier. We could just make this an annual thing. I'm very excited. And one more time for Matt Fernandez, Chris Porter, and Jeff Tate. And as always, the Polk County Sheriff, whose mission from God is to eliminate obscenity. What? Eliminate obscenity? Grady Judd is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie.
It's two shitheads. I mean, Grady Judd sounds like a lot of shitheads to me, so you weren't really wrong to go to the end theme there, but cue it up again, because I got one more. Pumpkin murderers are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug...